7. About your meals.
1. How many times do you eat a day? What are these meals?
A. I eat 4 times a day. These meals are breakfast, elevenses, lunch, and dinner.
2. What do you usually have for breakfast?
A. I usually have some fruit and drink a cup of tea for breakfast.
3. What do English people have for breakfast?
A. English people have cornflakes, bacon and eggs or ham and eggs, with fried beans, tomatoes or mushrooms, toast with butter and marmalade for breakfast. Before breakfast, they drink orange juice. After breakfast, they drink tea with milk.
4. Where do you usually have lunch?
A. On weekdays, I always have lunch in the school canteen, but at the weekends, I have lunch at home.
5. What do you usually have for lunch?
A. I usually start with some soup. Bean, lentil, pea, meat, fruit and so on. Then I have some vegetable sauce or some kind of meat with rice or potatoes. For the third course, I sometimes have fruit or cakes.
6. What can you eat for the second course?
A. For the second course, I can eat some meat. Pork, beef, veal, chicken, duck, turkey or fish, with potatoes, rice or some vegetable dish. The second course may also be some noodles or pancakes.
7. What are our national dishes?
A. Our most popular national dishes are uihazi chicken soup, goulash, fish soup, chicken paprika with sour cream, noodles with cottage cheese, sour cream and bacon, and stuffed cabbage.
8. What do English people have for lunch?
A. English people usually have something cold for lunch. It can be a sandwich or some salad.
9. What is the biggest meal in England?
A. In England, dinner is the biggest meal of the day. English people have 2 or 3 courses for dinner. They often begin with some soup. Then they have meat with boiled vegetables. For the third course, they have some pudding.
10. What do you usually have for dinner?
A. I don't have a hot meal in the evening. Usually I just have a sandwich or some cold cuts and eggs for dinner.
B. I like to have a hot meal for dinner. I usually have some meat with vegetables, rice or potatoes. 11. What do you keep in the fridge or larder?
A. We keep butter, cold cuts, milk, cream, sour cream, cheese, cottage cheese, fresh meat, fruit and vegetables in the fridge. In the larder, we keep flour, cooking oil, sugar, rice, spices and so on.
12. Who does the cooking in your family?
A. I do the cooking in our family.
B. My mother does the cooking in our family. I often help her. 13. Can you cook?
A. I can't cook very well. I can prepare some simple dishes and I am very good at making tea and scrambled eggs. But I don't like cooking at all.
B. I think I can cook quite well. I can make very good soups, meat dishes and vegetable sauces. I can also bake cakes. I enjoy cooking. 14. What is your favourite dish?
A. My favourite dish is pancakes.
15. How do you make it?
A. You need some flour, eggs, some salt, sugar, milk and water. You mix them and fry the liquid in a frying pan. Then you stuff the pancakes with jam, cottage cheese, poppy seed, or peanut butter.
16. How do you lay the table?
A. First, I put the plates on the table. The knife and the spoon go on the right-hand side. The fork and the napkin go on the left. I put the glasses and the dessert spoons in front of the plates.
17. Do you often go to restaurants?
A. We don't often go to restaurants. Only when we have some guests or when we want to celebrate a special occasion.
18. What do you do when you enter a restaurant?
A. When you enter a restaurant, you look for an empty table, sit down and ask the waiter for the menu. Then you order the dishes you want to have.
19. What do you do after having your meal?
A. After having your meal, you ask for the bill, pay it, give a tip to the waiter, and leave.
20. What do you do when you go into a self-service restaurant?
A. In a self-service restaurant, you pick up a tray, knife, fork, and spoon, and join the queue. Then you pass the various counters and choose what you want to eat. You pay at the cash desk and then you take your tray to any table you like. You can sit alone or with another guest.